Wednesday night, Chag Sal Dodesh. Mishara Bitochon, Perek Gimel. We're in the five things where we have to listen to. Where we have to.
Number five.
We did four already?
Started it.
Yeah. What? Okay, so we'll start from Kuf Lamed Hey Hakdama Chamishis. She's Bayer Etzlo Ki Bitzu Hadvar Mamaschachin Balam Azachar Abriya. Events that occur after Sheshes Shemei Bracious, meaning not Yesh Meayin type things, but things that happen, whether it's events that occur, or even things that come into existence. Heim b'shnei dvarim. Ha'echad yicholos habori yisal ha'ritzono li'yitziyosim in ha'heder l'tchum ha'avoya. That Hashem is goes there that things should occur. But the way they occur is through a series of events, or of course it seeming cause and effect. That's what comes about. There's no more Hashem says I should have money and poof, there's money on my living room table. There's a series of events that lead up to my having money. There's a chain of events, a series of events. But Hashemi Sibos Ve'emtzoyim, the way that it happens, the tzinor through which the Gzardin is nifal, is gone. Mehem Krovim, sometimes it's closely related, and we could see it. We see someone punch someone in the nose. You say he got a bloody nose because Reuven punched him in the nose. Mehem Rechokim, sometimes it's not, well, you can't see it. How did that person become rich? Why did this country go to war? Why did the economy sink? Why this, why that? It happened through a whole series of what we thought at the time was unrelated events. But Hashem orchestrates things through events and through sibos and through mesoved, right? Things that bring to the psak din. Mehem gluyim, mehem nistarim, b'chulam paalim lebitzuam mashagazer havayosav iskalusu b'ezru Hashem lehem alkach. But everything is carrying out the Ratzon Hashem. It's the Ratzon Hashem that this should occur. So everybody and everything are being osim ratzon konam, moving towards the result. The Dugma of Sibus Akrobos, he paints a picture of a contraption that they used to hook up to an animal, a whole pulley system, that the pail takes the water out of the well, and then it's apparently a contraption. So at one end of the contraption is the pail going into the water. But the real Siba that's empowering everything is the person who has the harness with the animal, and like everything is, he's at the beginning of the chain. The person that hooks up the animal to this contraption. Also, it moves. It's like, say, for me to be sitting here today, so thousands of events had to occur, and thousands of things had to happen in order that this be Mekuyim, that I'm sitting here today. Hashem made a world in which things materialize through that series of cause and effect. But the cause and effect is not real cause and effect. It's a misnomer, because the real cause, there's only one cause, that there was a gzardin that it should be that way. lo yitochnu l'odom v'zuloso ki em b'gzeira ve'es Hashem yisale ha'ma'afsher es ha'sibos asher b'en b'itzuon. And we live in a world of cause and effect. We live in a world where these things seem to bring about what happened. This brought about the economy went downhill, and this brought about a mulchama, and this brought about a dever, and this, yeah. But the truth is, it's all just ways in which the Gzardin of Hashem is being carried out. And Hashem is planning, it's like a huge jigsaw puzzle, that Hashem is planning everything that's happening, and it all fits together to bring about the desired result. And you have to realize there's like thousands of things along the way, because all the things that happen along the way to a person is also the Gzardin, like all the many things that happen. So you have all these things coming together. His point is, he's going to be talking about Ishtadlus. His point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that after Sheshesh made Breisesh, Hashem made a world in which his Gzardin is carried out through Siba and Mesovev. So if there's no Gzardin, it's not going to happen no matter what you do. And if there is a Gzardin, then it'll happen. So it'll happen no matter how far-fetched and how outlandish the Sibas are. But those Sibas have to be there. What a person is told to do, he's going to furoids now, is what he calls his Askus Pesibos. A person has to be Mesasek in the Sibos. And now that Hashem made a world in which things come about through these, what he calls Sibos, Menios for Sibos. Menios means movements. Movements and Sibos, links in a chain. So a person is Metzuveh, and it's the Ratzon Hashem that a person should be Mesasek in the Sibos. As he'll explain now. But now he's saying, and the thing ends up occurring because of the Gzardin of Hashem, Hama'afsher es ha'sibos asher bohen bitzuan. K'mo shenema ki kel deos Hashem, v'lo niskenu alilos. Hashem figures out that all these things will result in what he wants to happen. V'omar gedol ho'etzev ravo alilia. V'omar ki ho'esa siba miyim Hashem. The last thing is a very, very good example, because it's talking about a Bechira. It's talking about that Rechavam chose to listen to the advice of the young advisors over the old advisors. So, Ki Haisa Siba Me'es Hashem. Hashem was already gozer that the Malchus Beis David should split. So, Rechavam had Bechira, he made a choice. But it was all Mizbad, the whole situation with the taxes and the Am and the old advisors and the young advisors to bring about the desired result. The Cholzman Shenedru Hasibos Lagamri Lotitokan Yitzios Dover Manapu'ulos Ativios El Tchuma Avoya. Hashem made a world with that. Whether Hashem said you should have money, or you should have food, or whatever. So it's only going to come about through those links in the chain, through the sibos bringing them about. And he says it's muchrich like that. V'chashen is bonen al skikos ha'odom la'gormim v'l'sibos, k'dei levatzeya in yonov. Let's say a person has to eat a meal. He says, he has to pick up the food. The person's not going to be sustained without food. And the food's not going to fly into his mouth. And it's not going to go down his gullet and into his stomach. That's all his status. That's all his askus pesibos. I'm saying, even if you want to take, like he says, a mundane example, the person has to pick up his hand, and he has to stretch it out, and he has to pick up the food, bring it to his mouth, put it in his mouth, chew, swallow. Right? So now, of course, Hashem is empowering everything. If Hashem wouldn't want him to have that food, it would fall down, or he could get a stroke, chas v'sholem, right? And not be able to pick up the food. Someone can break into the house and steal the food. I mean, the millions of things that could happen. But you certainly need his... He's stressing now the other side. It's the Ratzon Hashem that a person be misasek besibos. He says, you'll see, you can sit there forever and the food's not going to fly into your mouth. You have to pick it up. Im lo yigrom la achiloso al yidei hagbooso el piv uli isoso and chew it lo yumalias ravono. It's not going to happen. V'kachatzomei beis kikuso lemoyim. Now take one step back. Let's say there's no bread there. The bread's in the store. So how are you going to get the bread? So you have to go buy it. Like a little more siba rechoka. Kosh genim lo nimtza ol chalofonov at shiasasek bitikuna. Oh, he's not up to the store yet. He's saying, let's say you have just wheat. So you have to tchina, lisha, afia, b'chaladom alakach. The yoser chomer b'kosha b'sibos. You certainly have more, you have to be masasek with more sibos. If you don't have, you have the wheat, you have to go to the store and buy it. Im hutzach liknosu lahaskino. And how do you have money? So now we have to take a step back and you have to, let's say you don't have money, how are you supposed to have money? Just like you have to pick up the bread and putting it to your mouth and chew it and swallow it. So sometimes you have to go to the store and get the bread. And in order to get the bread, you have to have money in your pocket. How are you supposed to have money? Money's not going to fly into your pocket. You have to work. The Yisrael kachim nedru lo hadomim shebehem yikna also. She'oz zokaku l'isabes l'isasek begormim v'sibos yoser kashim. It's harder. You're that much more removed from the bread. You want to end up with a full stomach. Hashem wants you to end up with a full stomach. You have to be misasek. It's the Ratzon Hashem that a person should be misasek in the sibos that bring it about. The Chavis HaLolos does not view work as a klola. He doesn't view work as a klola. He's going to bring down a pasuk. He's going to bring down the pasuk of the Anecheu Bagan Eden La'avdo L'shamra, which took place before the Chet of Adam Arisho.
So what was the klola
then? The klola is B'zeyas HaPecha.
Working hard.
Yeah. Wait. But it's the Ratzon Hashem, he's saying now, that a person should be misasik in the sibos that bring about the decreed result. Now, why did Hashem do that? That's what we're up to now. And that's what we'll learn tomorrow night. Believe that. Why? Why is Hashem toying with us? Why is it so... We're not helping Hashem. Right? The decree is the decree. If the decree is not there, then no matter what we do, the result won't come about. And if there's a din that the, if there's a decree that the result should come about, so it's going to come about in some way. It's the Ratzon Hashem that we bring it about by what he calls, I think what we call Ishtadlus, he calls Misasek Pesibos. Hashem made a world of Sibos, and he wants us to be Misasek. That's the Ratzon Hashem. So, why is the Ratzon Hashem? He's going to explain now. Why would Hashem do such a thing? If it's really an illusion, it's really not real. It's not really bringing about the result. So why does Hashem demand that of us? And what do we gain out of it? But right now, it's very, call it even inspiring, is that this is, so when people do things, they're fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. Because that's what the Chavis HaLolos is all, that it's the Ratzon Hashem that we be misasik in those sibos. Whether it's siba krova, to lift up the bread and chew it, which everybody will be moided to. No one's going to say, it's going to fly into your mouth. So he says, as you step back, so you have to do all those things. You have to go to the store. It's not going to come into your house. You have to earn money, because you can't go into the store. You're not going to steal the bread. Right, so you have to do all these things to bring about the Gzeiros Hashem. Okay, let me just listen to my message, please. Because okay, we're going to learn Hilchos Pesach now, Kitzur. Thank you.